4th of August. War with Germany. A test of the human spirit. On this day in 1914, Britain declared war on Germany, and so began what is known by many as the Great War. Certainly that was a black day, and 16 million people are estimated to have died before it finished. But time and again we see how magnificently the human spirit responds to adversity. Albert Camus, the Algerian-French agnostic thinker and philosopher, wrote, "In the midst of winter, I found there was within me an invincible summer, and that makes me happy, for it says that no matter how hard the world pushes against me, within me there's something stronger, something better, pushing right back." Another Frenchman, Jean-Paul Sartre, writing somewhat earlier, put it more succinctly. "Life begins on the other side of despair." Both Camus and Sartre are closely linked to existentialism. This philosophy proposes that the individual is solely responsible for giving meaning to life and living it passionately and sincerely. Some of us are guided by God in their understanding, and others follow agnostic, humanist, or existentialist paths. But life should be lived as well as possible, even when it appears to have no meaning. English poet George Herbert says this in his poem, "The Flower." "Who would have thought my shriveled heart could have recovered greenness? It was gone, quite underground, as flowers depart to see their mother root when they have blown, where they together all the hard weather, dead to the world, keep house unknown." Today I ask that I will do my best in everything, and that every choice that I make today will be the right one for me and for the rest of mankind.